Welcome back to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 106. Apple launches AirPods Max headphones in an over-ear design. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. I am your host, John Scudder from Anchorage, Alaska. In this episode, we will look at Apple's announcement made Tuesday of the AirPods Max, which are wireless headphones that bring the qualities of AirPods to an over-ear design with high-fidelity sound. AirPods Max combine a custom acoustic design, H1 chips, and advanced software to provide computational audio for a breakthrough listening experience with adaptive equalization, active noise cancellation, transparency mode, and spatial audio. AirPods Max come in 5 colors, including space gray, silver, sky blue, green, and pink, and are available to order now with availability beginning Tuesday, December 15th. Greg Joswiak, Apple's Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing, said, AirPods are the most popular headphones in the world, beloved for their effortless setup, incredible sound quality, and iconic design. With AirPods Max, we are bringing that magical AirPods experience to a stunning over-the-ear design with high-fidelity audio. The custom acoustic design combined with powerful H1 chips and advanced software enable AirPods Max to use computational audio to wirelessly deliver the ultimate personal listening experience, finished Joswiak. Let's delve deeper into the AirPods Max, now starting with the custom acoustic design. From the canopy to the ear cushions, every part of the AirPods Max is carefully crafted to provide exceptional acoustic performance for each user. The breathable knit mesh canopy spanning the headband is made to distribute weight and reduce on-head pressure. The stainless steel headband frame provides strength, flexibility, and comfort for a wide variety of head shapes and sizes. Telescopic headband arms smoothly extend and stay in place to maintain the desired fit. Each ear cup attaches to the headband through a revolutionary mechanism that balances and distributes ear cup pressure and allows it to independently pivot and rotate to fit the unique contours of a user's head. Each ear cushion uses acoustically engineered memory foam to create an effective seal, a critical factor in delivering immersive sound. The digital crown, inspired by Apple Watch, offers precise volume control and the ability to play or pause audio, skip tracks, answer or end phone calls, and activate the S Lady. You can see pictures at the Mac Minutes website at macminutes.blubrry.net. Next, we will talk about audio quality. AirPods Max feature a 40mm Apple-designed dynamic driver that provides rich, deep bass, accurate mid-ranges, and crisp, clean, high-frequency extension so every note can be heard. A unique dual Dymium ring magnet motor allows AirPods Max to maintain total harmonic distortion of less than 1% across the entire audible range, even at maximum volume. Equipped with an Apple-designed H1 chip in each ear cup, a custom acoustic design, and advanced software, AirPods Max uses computational audio to deliver the highest quality listening experience possible. Utilizing each of the chip's 10 audio cores capable of 9 billion operations per second, computational audio powers a breakthrough listening experience that includes adaptive equalization, active noise cancellation, transparency mode, and spatial audio. Let's look at these 4 features more in depth. We'll start with adaptive equalization. AirPods Max use adaptive equalization to adjust the sound to the fit and seal of the ear cushions by measuring the sound signal delivered to a user and adjusting the low and mid frequency in real time, bringing rich audio that captures every detail. Next is the Active Noise Cancellation. AirPods Max delivers immersive sound through Active Noise Cancellation so users can focus on what they are listening to. Each ear cup features three outward-facing microphones to detect environmental noise, while one microphone inside the ear cup monitors the sound reaching the listener's ear. Using computational audio, noise cancellation continuously adapts to the headphone fit and movement in real time. Now, transparency mode. With AirPods Max, users can switch to transparency mode to simultaneously listen to music while hearing the environment around them, ensuring everything, including a user's own voice, sounds natural while audio plays perfectly. Switching between active noise cancellation and transparency mode can be done with a single press using the noise control button. The final listening feature is spatial audio. AirPods Max use spatial audio with dynamic head tracking to place sounds virtually anywhere in a space, delivering an immersive, theater-like experience for content recorded in 5.1, 7.1, and Dolby Atmos. Using the gyroscope and accelerometer in AirPods Max, an iPhone or iPad, spatial audio tracks the motion of a user's head as well as the device, compares the motion data, then remaps the sound field so it stays anchored to the device even as the user's head moves. Most importantly, the AirPods Max keeps the quality and features of existing AirPods. AirPods Max join the existing AirPods family in delivering unparalleled wireless audio, whether a customer is listening to music, making phone calls, enjoying TV shows and movies, playing games, or interacting with the S-Lady. The easy setup experience owners enjoy with today's AirPods and AirPods Pros extends to AirPods Max with one-tap setup, followed by automatic pairing with all devices signed into a user's iCloud account, including iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, Mac, Apple Watch, and Apple TV. AirPods Max automatically detect when they are on a user's head using the optical and position sensors. Once in place, AirPods Max play audio and can pause once removed or when the user simply lifts one ear cup. With AirPods Max, voice calls and S-Lady commands are crisp and clear due to beamforming microphones that block out ambient noise and focus on the user's voice. Let's now talk about battery and performance. AirPods Max features great battery life with up to 20 hours of high-fidelity audio, talk time, or movie playback with active noise cancellation and spatial audio enabled. AirPods Max come with a soft, slim smart case that puts AirPods Max in an ultra-low power state that helps to preserve battery charge when not in use. Additional features include automatic switching, audio sharing, and use of the S-Lady. We'll start with automatic switching. Automatic switching allows users to seamlessly move sound between iPhone, iPad, and Mac. When playing music on Mac, users can easily take a call on iPhone and AirPods Max will automatically switch over. Audio sharing makes it possible to easily share an audio stream between two sets of AirPods on iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, or Apple TV 4K. Simply bring AirPods Max near the device and connect with a single tap. S-Lady capabilities include the ability to play music, make phone calls, control the volume, get directions, and more. S-Lady can also read incoming messages as they arrive with announced messages. Now let's talk about the most controversial of the announcement is the pricing and availability. AirPods Max are available to order today for $549 US from Apple.com and in the Apple Store app in the US and more than 25 other countries and regions. AirPods Max will begin shipping on Tuesday, December 15th. Yes, the price is high to the point of audiophile priced headphones. In doing my research for this story, This has been a stumbling point for numerous tech journalists and Apple enthusiasts. First, the vast majority of the tech journalists and I have never listened to the AirPods Max headphones. I won't jump on that bandwagon and pass judgment until I put them to a test, and I will write about them when I receive my headphones. I consider myself an audiophile, and I'm used to paying for quality audio equipment. Frankly, I don't agree with the tech journalists on this one. Yes, I did order a set of headphones, and frankly, a lot of other people did too, as the back order has gone into the new year. I would wait and pass judgment on the headphones until either your headphones have arrived or a friend and you can listen for yourself. And then, if the headphones do not muster to the $549 quality standard, then you can return them to Apple using their return policy. That's all the information I have about the headphones for right now. I would urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and there's other great tech happenings. If you have a question for me, please reach out to the show at the email address or text the phone number on the Mac Minutes website. You can also leave a note in the comments page at the website. I will then provide an answer in a future episode. Again, that webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places Mac Minutes can be found is on Twitter at @minutes_Mac. For the Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well and look forward to hearing you at next week's podcast. We are also very happy to announce Mac Minutes Podcast is now available on Amazon Music Podcasts. This was a big step forward for the podcast, and we're enthused about being accepted into the Apple Music Podcast Library. Mac Minutes is available in other great locations too, such as Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. Take care of yourself and your loved ones during the upcoming holiday season, and we will see you soon as we venture onward into the next year on the Mac Minutes Podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Have a happy holiday season in whatever way you celebrate, and thank you for listening to the Mac Minutes Podcast.